Hi everyone, welcome back to yet another episode of Life Talks with Emma and Nadia. I'm Emma and today I'm joined by the lovely Nadia.
Hello everybody.
And today we're going to be talking about a recent experience that both Nadia and I have had. It is currently April. And so, you know, spring people typically associate with allergies, and then winter is more of the cold season and flu season. Unfortunately, Nadia and I were both hit with a variation of the cold now in this past month. And I know that both of us typically don't really get sick or experience the flu or sickness, and we get our shots and vaccinations each season. But we thought that we'd go into a little bit in depth about what we've done to combat those, just logically with the medications and stuff, but also just being patient with yourself and how we deal with that work-life balance, especially when you're sick and essentially not able to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Nadia, you want to start off with your experience, just your overarching, how long did it last? Was it pretty difficult for you, et cetera?
Yeah, so I started feeling very light symptoms on, I think it was a Wednesday or something. And it didn't put me to bed or anything, but it was just annoying. My throat felt weird. I had a little bit of a headache. And then the next day I thought I'd kind of been feeling better because some of the symptoms had lessened a little bit. So I hoped that, my body had realized there was a virus and had already mostly fought it off. But, waiting just one day is never enough. And then after that, it did get worse. And then I got a fever and, started coughing, and my headaches got worse. But yeah, the very, very bad symptoms only lasted about 1 or 2 days. But I got left with a very nice cough. My voice kind of still sounds weird, at least to me. It's only been about a week and a half since I first started feeling symptoms. But I wouldn't say I've fully recovered yet because of the cough.
Yeah, both of us experienced this essentially a week ago, so it's very relevant for both of us. My experience with it lasted basically exactly 7 days, and I know a cold typically runs its course between 7 to 10 days, so very typical for me. It started on a Wednesday when I had a runny nose and stuff, and I thought maybe it could be allergies, but I was just really fatigued, and had no energy. I think maybe a little bit of loss of appetite, and then moving on into day five-ish, definitely had a cough. So I was popping cough drops in my mouth 24/7. But then those were my two main symptoms, was basically just, nose and then cough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So should we address, just first off, any medications that can relieve these symptoms? And we are not doctors. Disclaimer, we are not advising anyone to do anything. We are simply sharing our experiences.
Yeah, so what I did was I just took spoonfuls of honey in the morning. I was told by my mother, at least, that that helps with the throat, and I just took ibuprofen, which was mostly just for painkiller purposes and for the fever. Yeah, those are kind of what I usually take. I try not to take too much medicine, but sometimes you just need to lessen the pain a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely typically try to err on the lighter side of relying on medication in general. For me, since I typically don't get sick, and especially because if I do, it's typically more near December, January than April, it took me at least a solid 24 hours to self-diagnose, I guess. And I also live on my own in my dorm, so I didn't have my parents to call or ask them or anything. But when I moved into the dorm, I brought medication in case anything like this would happen, because I knew that if this would happen, I wouldn't feel running to the store and getting medication. So I just wanted it here. The main things I relied on was Theraflu. It's like a type of medication, and the one I take comes in like a tea form. So you just boil some like 8 ounces of water and you pour in the packet, and they have both daytime and nighttime. And I thought that was really helpful. It was a nicer way of taking medication, and the flavors were like lemon, green tea, chamomile. So it was really nice. At first, like, the proportion of water to medicine was not that great for me. So once you get the hang of it, it tastes a lot more like tea and tastes better and is enjoyable. But because I drink really slowly, you're supposed to drink it within 10 to 15 minutes, and it would take me like 30 to 45 minutes to drink 8 ounces, just because that's just how I am naturally. But, you know, despite that, I think it worked really well for me, especially the nighttime one. So I would take that when I needed to. And then that was the only thing, really. The only other thing I would say that I relied on really heavily is cough drops. And those are just like the Ricola lemon drops. And I thought those were really helpful for me.
I also forgot to mention that I was taking like vitamin D. It's like in a powder form. You just kind of dump it in water, and it tastes kind of orangey, I guess.
Since I am in a state that does not get a lot of sunshine around this time, I just have on a regular basis, I take multivitamin gummies, and then I also take during like the winter months, I take vitamin D gummies. So once I realized that my immune system was like, you know, fighting hard against this virus, I was definitely making sure that I was eating those every day, because sometimes I forget. So I don't know if they really did anything or did much, but just definitely being more consistent with that for me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, when you're sick, you do need to also spend a lot of time resting, because if you're constantly moving, your body just can't have the resources and the energy to fight off the virus.
Yeah, it was frustrating for me. Gotten back from spring break, and that may be part of the reason why I caught it, because I go to a university with a lot of people, and people are traveling all over the place. But so I'd just gotten back from spring break, and I didn't go to the gym during spring break, and so I was looking forward to hitting that, and then I got hit with the virus, and so it's frustrating for me to not be able to go to the gym, but I think, you know, that's a wise decision to try to isolate yourself and get like fresh, et cetera, to keep those around you safe as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I basically spent 2 days, 2.5 days just lying in bed. So I tried to do most of my work. It was the weekend, so I didn't really have much to do other than, you know, just some schoolwork and stuff. So I just basically sat in bed and on my computer, alternating between just like resting, just like watching something on Netflix or something, and trying to get in a little bit of work while I tried to concentrate. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really difficult for me, especially someone who likes to be really busy and do things and go to class. I didn't like having to be in bed all the time, and I felt really yucky. So, you know, I guess this is a perfect segue for things you can do during your time while you have the cold. Like, for example, me was just, you know, making sure that, like, I cleaned my sheets and did laundry, just, like, mentally made me feel better and cleaner. And then I also just ate, like, a bunch of soups that were calming for my throat and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Soup is definitely a great thing to have. Anything, like, that's warm. Yeah, just take care of yourself. I found the time to like just do something like that was a, you know, and eat something fun. Like I crochet, so I just spent time doing that, spent time reading and stuff. Just to try to relax, I guess, but also not make my brain too, you know, too chaotic.
Can't really focus. So I think let's move into like the work life balance and like, you know, juggling like school and extracurriculars in our case when you're sick, you know. For me, I think the pandemic has helped in that it's easier to move things online. So, you know, I still wanted to go to office hours with my professors, but I didn't want to be like just alone in a room with just them. And so like I'd asked them to move it virtually and have that meeting still with them. And that made me more comfortable just because, like, I didn't have to worry about, like, coughing all over the place. But also, like, I felt like I was, like, being safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, mine hit over the weekend, so I didn't really, like, have to worry about that. But, yeah, it's definitely a struggle when you're, like, you have responsibilities. And I'm, like, still coughing, so it feels weird to, like, try to talk for an extended period of time, and then, like, your throat gets super dry, and you're trying to, like, hold in a cough, and you can't really, yeah.
Yeah, one of my classes I'm taking this quarter is, like, intro to public speaking, and so clearly we're expected to speak in the class, and so, and that was also an 8:30 class, so I decided I need the sleep because rest is so important, and then I just decided to skip section because there's no way I was fit to do that, and, you know, I typically don't skip school unless I'm, like, really dying or I don't think it's necessary, like, to attend. But I did skip some classes and stuff, or, like, watch the lecture online. So I guess, you know, that's a benefit of the pandemic in some ways.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very beneficial to have, like, the online class option. I know of some people at our school, at my school, was were on sick, and our teacher just, like, opened up a Zoom meeting, right, and just allowed them to listen to the lecture, which is good. So I think, yeah, having, like, that pandemic has opened up a lot of options for people that, you know, can't get to school, are sick, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's majority of our thoughts on how someone can recover and get through the process of having a cold. It's not something I experience a lot, so it was very hindering for me. So definitely my thoughts go out to anyone who's experiencing this, especially if you, like, have a full-time job. You know, as a student, we're pretty flexible, but, you know, I can't imagine having to take a week of sick days. That does not sound nice. So definitely that, you know, I think it's just this podcast, we covered basically a lot of basic things a lot of people already know, but I think the goal is to just, like, have solidarity and that everyone goes through very similar experiences, and it's just sort of how you deal with it and just having patience with yourself in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Anything else, Nadia?
No, that's it. I hope you guys aren't getting too sick as the colds and the flus are going around. And yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.